Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, on the back of a Greenpeace report on jet emissions, there are calls here for a ban on private jet use in Irish airspace. We're joined by Oisín Coughlan, Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth. Oisín, you're welcome to the programme this evening. Greenpeace are looking for the EU and national governments to ban private jet use. People Before Profit are going to bring in a bill after Easter to support that for Irish airspace in particular. Is that what you'd like to see?
I think we need to do something radical about these emissions that are going up so fast. And it really is the elite of the elite thumbing their nose at the rest of us who are kind of grappling with how to tackle the emissions in our transport and in our houses and in what we do. And yet what we saw in this report is that in the last year, private jet flights leaving Irish airports went up by 2.5 times. So they went up to almost 7,000 flights in the year. And each of those flights was 10 tons of emissions, which may in itself not mean anything until you realize that's about what the average Irish person does in a year. So this flight that might last an hour is the same as any what the rest of us do in a year, or the same as 40,000 kilometers driving your petrol car. So that's probably what a car does in 3 years. So that really is thumbing their noses at the rest of us, and absolutely, and it's rising. So absolutely, we need to step in and intervene. And it just shows you it is the thin end of the pyramid, so to speak, of the elite who are responsible for most emissions. In aviation in general, 1% of the world's population causes 50% of the aviation emissions. So it's not about the average family taking one foreign holiday a year. It's the frequent business class flyers. And this is even above that again. And we need to tackle it.
Should there be exemptions, do you think? Like, for example, the government jet or some particular corporate jets? The President of the United States, for example, arriving on Air Force One?
I don't think we're going to start with an aground Air Force One, although there are issues of taxation around aviation fuel that no airplane should be exempt from. But look, there may be government business, critical government business around international relations that it's crucial to get the foreign minister or the health minister during COVID from A to B fast. But when it comes to commercial flights, I don't really see why there should be, corporate flights. There are very few times when corporate people need to go by private jet. They can fly commercial flights. They can still probably fly business class. But they don't need to be in their own private jet to conduct business. And generally, given how much of that aviation growth, that 50% of emissions is the 1% of people, generally it's the frequent flyers and the business flyers, and more of that business has to take place with technology that we learned to use during COVID.
I just wonder, Oisín, is this, and I don't know, I'm posing the question, is there a risk here that you'd be driving very, very wealthy people, obviously if they have private jets, if you say there's a ban now on private jets in Irish airspace, you drive them out of the country and they'll go fly their private jets in and out of other countries instead, and we lose their wealth. Is there not a way of, as you say, via taxation or something like that, to try and get the money back, their money, that would be very useful, I'm sure, in the climate fight, and try and use that instead of just driving them elsewhere?
So we absolutely should be taxing aviation appropriately. At the moment, there's no tax on any aviation fuel. The EU has said it'll bring it in on flights within Europe in the next few years, but it hasn't happened yet. So they're all exempt from fuel tax compared to the tax you and I pay on our petrol or diesel cars. So that's terribly unfair for a start. We do need to make, the more polluting forms of transport more expensive, and we need to make the trains and the buses cheaper than the cars and more accessible than the cars more generally. So yeah, if you want to put a super tax on private jets, but to be honest, I don't know if. I don't know, Intel or Facebook are going to not invest in Ireland because their executives can't jet in and out on private jets. Many of these companies present themselves to the world as wanting to be at the forefront of the fight on climate change and using renewable energy. Well, that's just not compatible with racking up these private jet flights. It just is. It's taking the mickey out of the rest of us who are doing our best to reduce our emissions.
And do you think tax is the next obvious step? Well, clearly you do think tax is the next obvious step when it comes to air travel more generally for private individuals, as not just very wealthy individuals. Is there any future in which you imagine individuals will be told to limit the amount of flights they take every year?
So I don't see that individuals will be told that they can't fly. I think that won't be the way we do it. But it is true that, like, the last year that I've seen statistics for, in 2018, only 1 in 10 people in the world stepped on an airplane in that year, and only 1 in 20 took a plane outside their own country. So it is, in global terms, it is an elite pursuit. But then within that, as I said, most of it is the business class and the frequent flyers. So I don't think they're going to tell you or my family that we can't go to France or Spain for a summer holiday. What could happen, I think, is that, and this has been looked at kind of academically, is that we would each get our own carbon allowance. I mean, as a country, we've now adopted a national limit on our emissions for the next 4 or 5 years. So it's possible that at a future stage, we could each get an equal share of that in the way we could have a carbon credit card as well as our personal debit card. And when we buy something, we tap our phone. Now, if that was to happen, if we all given an equal share, actually, that would be to the benefit of those people who at the moment earn less because on average they pollute less and they'd be able to sell their surplus credits to those who want to pollute more and go on more flights. Mm. And because you might only have one flight built into your annual credit at most. So I think that's theoretically possible, but it won't be happening today or tomorrow.
Well, it certainly won't. but it is a very interesting idea. That's Oisín Coughlin, Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth.